Plain Jane, A House for the Season, Book 2, by M.C. Beaton, writing as Marion Chesney, narrated by Lindy Nettleton. He was a type of strange breed of men which has vanished from England. The full-blooded, virile buck, exquisite in his dress, narrow in his thoughts, coarse in his amusements, and eccentric in his habits. They walk across the bright stage of English history, with their finicky step, their preposterous cravats, their high collars, their dangling seals, and they vanish into the dark wings from which there is no return. The world has outgrown them, and there is no place now for their strange fashions, their practical jokes, and carefully cultivated eccentricities. And yet behind this outer veiling of folly, with which they so carefully draped themselves, they were often men of strong character and robust personality. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Rodney Stone. Chapter 1. Society is now one polished horde, formed of two mighty tribes, the Boers and the Bored. Lord Byron. Don Juan. At the beginning of 1808, fog turned London into a nightmare city. It was not that a London fog was a rarity. What was so odd, so dismal, and so depressing was that it should last so long. A choking yellow-grey blanket lay over the metropolis, turning day into night. Never had the link boys been so much in demand as they guided their charges through the stifling fog, lighting their way, their blazing torches reduced to mere red.